with email versus Facebook.
I couldn't agree more, Evan. That was very eloquently put. Well, hello, everyone. Good evening. You are live with your favorite authors, the folks, the good folks. Well, one of them is the best folk. I think we all know who that is. Over at the Spilling Ink team. Katie, I love your hair tonight. It's fantastic. It is. And you're actually kind of showing a little bit more skin than usual.
It's hot. It's hot here.
It's making me a little uncomfortable. If she's got this low scoop neck on there for anyone listening on the podcast. They're like, holy crap, man.
Summer has come. Forget about winter. Summer has come. And it is hot as hell here in Vegas.
It's 50 degrees here in Michigan, and Katie is melting out in Las Vegas. Oh, welcome to Spilling Ink, everybody. I am the tired Jason Lavelle. I am on day 7 of work. Thankfully, I have a day off tomorrow. So I am definitely tired. And we have the lovely Katie Salidas. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
And Miss J.E. Taylor.
Hello.
We also have two wonderful...
First poll right there.
She was just eating ice cream, making everyone jealous that was watching her. And she had no shame. There it is. Yeah, not cool, Jane. And we have two great guests for you tonight. Before I introduce them, I do want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Book Branders. Book Branders is a company that was made specifically to help indie authors. Yes, it is nice and cold in Canada, Derek. So Book Branders was made to help indie authors. What they do is they offer a la carte services like editing, proofreading, formatting, website design, all these things that can help you get your manuscript into a form that people can actually buy. You know, take that mostly finished manuscript and make it an actual book. And some of those things aren't the most fun things to do. So it's always good to ask a professional for advice. So you can contact them easily at bookbranders.com. All right. Now for the big introduction. We have, I can't see his name because we have Anita's up there that's saying it's a bit nippy here in Canada. We have Mr. Paul R. Davis on the show tonight. Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually in Wisconsin, so it's a little bit cold here, but next week I get to go to Vegas for work. So
hell yeah.
Yeah. But
wait, you're coming to Vegas, you better stop by and say hi.
Hey, if you're up for it, we've got a free afternoon. So
awesome.
Hey,
I'll PM you her address too if you want. And then we have the creator of Story Origin, Mr. Evan Gao.
Howdy, thanks so much for having me on. And as long as we're continuing the theme about weather, it was actually cold here in Austin, Texas yesterday, and we're in May, which is very odd, so.
And we have two other very special guests here tonight. These are, what are they, 4 weeks old now?
Yeah.
These are our 4-week-old foster kittens that someone found outside a nursing home here. You say hi? Meow, 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 meow. Oh, so they've been living with us while they get up to speed, but they are cutie. This is Tip and OJ. Yes. And this is my lovely wife that's out in the background. Let go of my hand, guys.
They are adorable.
Aww. Aww, they are super cute. Brian, so glad that you could stop by and say hello. Happy birthday, brother.
Yes,
happy birthday, Brian.
All right, I've done all the hard work now for the show so far, Katie. So if you want to take it from here, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to do the whole eeny, meeny, miny, mo approach, and we're going to pick Paul.
Oh, I knew you were going to pick him. It's because he looks so nice. Why do you look so nice, Paul?
I just finished a very long day with dancing with my daughter, and it was fantastic. She was gorgeous, and it was a fun night, so that's why I look pretty. But
that's the best.
I'll yeah, otherwise I'm wearing shorts, so don't make me stand up.
We've already learned our lesson with that. Jason's not allowed to stand up anymore.
True story.
All right. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about your books.
Yes. So I write epic fantasy. My primary goal with my epic fantasy is to show old cultures. So my first one is Drowning the Sands of Gadesh, or The Drowning Sands of Gadesh. And it was based on Arabian Nights in the Old Testament. And I really, Arabian Nights is such a beautiful book. And we know Aladdin and Sinbad from the really bad Sinbad TV show when I was like in middle school or something. And so I just want to take those cultures and kind of show them. The next one, which is in August, will be about Vikings. Who doesn't like Vikings? And then it'll be India, which I read the Ramayana, and I'm reading another one that I can't pronounce without seeing the book in front of me. And then it's China and Japan. So Journey of the West is what I'm really pulling a lot from. So
that's awesome. So what made you decide to delve into different cultures as your basis for storytelling?
All stories have been written. It's all been done. It's just, what are we building on it? So I want to go back to the originals and build off them and hopefully build interest so people go back and read those originals as well. So Sinbad takes me back too. But yeah, and I was a teacher. I had taught English for a while, but it was like 95% paperwork. And I'm like, well, I want to teach. I don't want to fill out reports all day. So yeah.
So your fantasy, you're saying it's epic fantasy, mm-hmm. and you're drawing on these older cultures throughout the world to create your world. Is that right?
Yeah.
And yep. Is this a high fantasy kind of epic fantasy or a dark fantasy, or what is it?
I would say definitely high fantasy. The world's at stake, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
That's your whole book right there.
The best blurb I've ever heard.
Evil forces came down and fought the good guys. And yeah, hopefully good prevails. That decides if it's dark fantasy or not. But no, I don't think I go into dark fantasy. I've had parents come up and they're like, yeah, my middle schooler can read this. I'm like, okay, cool. That sounds good. So it's I don't know. Aside from the culture, I would say it's pretty run of the mill. You've got armies clashing and fates of civilizations in the balance. So
you gotta change your pitch. Don't say run of the mill. Say it is an exciting. Wow. It's epic.
Oh, Katie will get you on that.
And drama.
And if you like genie assassin, I have a genie assassin in my story, and that's
there. You go. That's awesome.
My favorite thing is just to pitch with. If you like genie assassins with fire magic, pick up my book.
You know what? And that's the way to do it too. When you're pitching somebody, you find the quirkiest phrase or the most unique element, and you go, if you like this, you're going to love that.
Yeah.
So awesome. All right. Well, let's turn it over to Evan now. And Evan, tell us about Story Origin and how this came about.
Yeah. So Story Origin is a platform for what I like to call superhero authors that work together to help each other out. And so what you can do on Story Origin is arrange cross promotions with one another, be it newsletter swaps where I agree to promote your book in my newsletter, you agree to promote my book in your newsletter, or group promotions, which are basically landing pages that have all of our books listed in it. And then we all will cross promote that landing page to our newsletters. So it's a great way to build your newsletter, increase your page reads on Kindle Unlimited if you want to run Kindle Unlimited group promotions, or boost your mailing list and increase sales. Yeah.
That's awesome. And we were talking before the show started about the reach of the newsletter is probably one of the best, not totally the best, advertising still is, but is one of the best ways to reach your audience one-to-one without having to go broke doing it, which is the problem a lot of us authors have. There's so many pay-to-play ways to get your book information out there that we need some ways to still earn that grassroots, slow growth, you know, real fan base.
Yeah, that's right. I think that advertising is definitely taking off more, and I think more people are getting into it. But I think that having an email list will always be a key part of being in your marketing strategy, just because that's a channel that you own directly to your readers. Like if you look at what's been happening with Facebook ads and Amazon ads, the prices continue to rise as like keywords get bid up. Everything's becoming more and more expensive. And when you own your, when you own that customer touch point, when you own that connection with your reader, you know, it's not like tomorrow something's going to happen and now it costs 10 times more to reach your readers. With an email list, you always have that touch point. So yeah, I think it'll always be a key part of any author strategy.
And that's really been the problem that a lot of authors within the last few years have had with social media. It used to be you could post something on your Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram, whatever account you have, and your fan base, you know, the people who have either liked your page or who have friended you, would see it. It would just be that stream of consciousness. It would be there when they looked at it. And now they give a percentage of what you see to your fan base. If you don't pay for it, then you're drastically reducing the ability for your post to be seen. And that's not just the advertising post. That's, you know, the everyday pictures of you and your daughter dancing at a recital type, you know, post. Those aren't even being seen. And it's really hurting a lot of us. And it's turning a lot of, not just authors, but a lot of people away from different social media platforms.
Yeah.
So Evan, I told you just before we went live, but I just signed up for Story Origins today. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, so I put in my email address, made a password. Now I want to know, where do I go and how do I use this to make me a superstar like the rest of you guys? Oh, there's Cat Butthole.
Good luck. What a lovely image. So when you sign up to Story Origin, the first thing that you're going to see is you're going to hit your dashboard homepage. And the first two buttons that are on there are going to be to browse newsletter swaps or to browse group promotions. And those are basically the two basic types of cross promotion that you can do with other authors. I would recommend getting started with group promotions, just because they're a great way to sort of get acquainted with email marketing and not feel like a lot of pressure from, you know, feeling like you're dealing with an individual necessarily if you're doing like a newsletter swap. So I think group promotions are a great way to just get started. And then from there, it depends on what your marketing goals are, right? So if you want to build your email list, then I would recommend joining a group giveaway. Or if you want to get more page reads for your books in Kindle Unlimited, join a group KU. Derek says, is that a Flurkin butthole? So if you want to get more page reads, join a Kindle Unlimited group promotion. Or if you want to boost your sales at various retailers, then you could join a wide group sale. So sort of no matter what your goal is, there's a group promotion that will hopefully meet that goal. Yeah.
There's another feature too that I think you just recently added in, which was the ability to do universal book linking and direct download linking, which I've actually started using to replace the old method I had of sharing my book when people signed up for my newsletter. So we all hear about offering reader magnets or offering incentives for people to sign up. And one of my incentives has always been a free copy of one of my books if you sign up. And I was kind of cheating using MailChimp's file upload in order to create a link. But now I've been using Story Origin and that direct download link enables me to put that there and know who's getting it and make sure that they're getting the right copy of it too.
Yeah.
What does that mean though? What's the direct download link?
So a direct download is basically a way to upload the various types of your book. So you might have a PDF, an EPUB, and a Mobi. So and then it's just a download page that your readers can that you can direct your readers to. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to, you can integrate that direct download page with your email service provider with a specific list, so that only people from that list can actually get that download. So if before what you were doing was like just uploading the, you know, files into Google Drive and sharing links, or uploading the files to your email service provider and just letting them have a download link and let them figure out how to get that book onto the Kindle or whatever their preferred reading device is. With the direct downloads on Story Origin, you can make sure that only the people that you that are on your list getting it. And then two, there's pretty intuitive instructions for how to get that download onto your preferred reading device. And there are various download methods that make that pretty easy.
So to make this really, really simple for some of us out there that have very small brains, basically we're uploading our story and you're providing a link so that somebody else can download it if they're part of the right list or if they win a contest, maybe something like that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so you might use like on Story Origin, you can create giveaway landing pages so that people can sign up to your list and get your book in one go. But if you're collecting readers from, you know, other platforms or from other competitions, as you mentioned, you still might need a way to get that book to people. And so this provides a way with them not coming directly through Story Origin necessarily having to get that book. They can get it through, you know, they can sign up to your list, however you get that traffic, and then still get the book from you in a super easy manner.
And also if you're setting up your own, let's say, ARC list personally, and you want to be able to send one link to those people in order to download it, you've got a link that's got a very nice clean landing page, easy to make sure that they get the right file so that they can read it. So it does provide that extra little bit too, because as we do a lot of book, whether you're putting out a new book or whether you're trying to ramp up and get more reviews, sometimes you need that ability to give somebody a clean link to get the book from a good source, and you know where it's coming from and who's actually using that link.
Right. Yep.
Boy, you guys use a lot of smart people words. I like it.
Rebecca's having a little bit of an issue with understanding what a reader magnet is. Should we talk a little bit about that?
Oh, you actually, you find somebody that reads your work and you actually implant a magnet into them. That's about all it is. A bejeweler would work great, Rebecca. Good idea. You know, Zan over there also had a question.
Oh, we had a serious question this time.
Yeah, look at that. That's not a Rebecca question.
Which one should we answer first?
Well, I don't know. I'm just here for comic relief over on the side with my flurgan butthole.
Well, let's do this because I want to throw it back to Paul for a second because you said you recently released a book.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any type of a reader magnet or any kind of a freebie to entice people to sign up for your list?
No, I don't have a list right now. I have a very neglected MailChimp, extremely neglected.
So this is good because we're starting from the ground up.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. This has been very cool to listen to. So if I ever look off to the side, I'm actually taking notes on like, I need to do this. Because when I first started this, I had people giving me advice and they're like, you need to do these 20 things to be a successful writer. And I'm like, I have time for half of one of those. And then you spread yourself too thin. So, but what you've been talking about, Evan, sounds really cool and significantly easier to use.
See, and that's the beauty of the whole reader magnet thing is it becomes a set it and forget it at that point. So in your case, if you only have one book out that you would be able to offer for people to want to read, you give them a few chapters as your sample, as your reader magnet.
Or a little short story, companion short story could work too.
Yep, right.
And that's, I do have one and I'm working on a second one. And that was it was either going to be a giveaway or I was actually thinking of making my short stories like a donation, like all profits go to this charity. And but I was thinking of making them something, either a donation or a magnet. Okay. I did not know what a reader magnet was until about 15 minutes ago, but apparently.
You know what?
Learn something.
Yeah, that's the point of the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, And I learned what it was about a year ago on this show, talking with everybody. And I was like, why would I do that? And then it all kind of made sense, because the idea of the reader magnet is they like what they read, and so they check out your other work. But it has another facet to it. You know, they download that, and when they download it, they get added to your mailing list. So that way, when you send out messages about, you know, your next new book that's coming out, those people get those messages, and hopefully they'll click on and check it out.
I've been wondering if my baby was audible.
Oh yeah, we can hear
it. I'm like, I've got one kid who's not doing well,
and is quiet.
So I texted her. I'm like, can you close the door, please?
Oh, oh man.
I agree with Joe. Your baby needs a Go Indie Now onesie.
I apologize. I'll look into that. We've got a Deadpool one she's about to grow into. I'm very excited. So we'll get a Go Indie matching one.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, our baby, I don't know. She gets cranky at this time, so I apologize.
It happens. It happens.
My grandson is amazingly quiet.
You know what happens? Oh, tempt fate.
Get in his milk.
We have those moments, and I'll like tickle her foot, like, please move.
Yeah.
That's really cool with the reader magnet, and definitely something that I'm gonna look into. So
yeah, and just to give like the quick explanation for reader magnets, I don't know if anyone gave like a definition necessarily, but basically for a reader magnet, typically what I would suggest is you write a, you know, somewhere between 10 and 20,000 word short story prequel to your series. And then that provides a great lead in into buying your series. And hopefully that prequel is a standalone that readers don't necessarily have to read to understand the trilogy or whatever series you've written. And then I would say, you know, a couple of things to note about reader magnets, even though you're giving them away for free, that doesn't mean that you should skimp on the book cover or the editing, because for a lot of your readers, you know, that's going to be them getting the chance to test drive you as an author, right? And you don't want the first time that they see a book from you or read your work to be a bad experience, because that first impression may turn them off from ever actually getting into your series. So, you know, even though you're giving it away for free, you have to give away, you know, something that is probably your best work, because you really want them to convert into, you know, a paying reader of yours.
I definitely agree with that. And I mean, anything that we put forward as an author should be our best work we can possibly provide. There was a short that I released a little bit quicker than I probably should have. And I looked at it at a point, I'm like, this is embarrassing. I need to take this down. But yeah, no, I agree with that. That should be really good. So, yeah.
Now, when you get those people to convert onto your mailing list and you want to keep, you know, enticing them with your information, one of the other things I found, especially with using Story Origin, because you can get involved with a lot of group promotions, you're never short of that gimme or that freebie that people like to see in their newsletters. I've said it before on the show, I've sent out a newsletter that had no freebies or gimmies in it, and I actually got flack from some of my people on the list. They're like, where's my free thing? So they kind of, you do train your newsletter subscribers, I think, to expect it, but being a part of that, you've always got some promotion you can tag at the bottom that is that extra incentive for people to continue to open your newsletter.
Yeah, you know, I've taken a break for the last month and a half on my newsletter. I was doing it every month, and I thought it was pretty good. I got good responses from people, but I just got so busy. I was like, man, if I just throw something together and slap it out there, people are just going to be like, I don't want to read these. So it's like, you know, until I have something good to say again, it's like, I don't really want to harass people with just a bunch of links, you know? So, you know, I'm just going to kind of saving up my thoughts and going to release something really, really good for them. And hopefully with some nice promos and stuff for every, for everybody. What the, well, you know, Joe, that, that is always a great mystery. Today, today I'm looking at my sparkly little mimosa thermos, that's saving me from, what ails me today, which was a lot of very, very sick animals. So that's always a tough day. So it's nice to have a little bit of alcohol and some friends. Yes. I mean, not that I'm advocating for being an alcoholic, but, you know, do drink.
Got my cider.
There you go. There you go.
Well, in moderation, I guess.
And there's a question, too. How often do you suggest the newsletters? Like, how often should we be getting those out?
Me, personally, I would recommend every week. And this is from one of the things that I do in the Story Origin Authors group. Is I like to run a bunch of, and Katie's in the group, so she was just commenting before we started. I ask a lot of questions, and it's true. Yeah, so one of the things I did was I just put a survey out there, which was, you know, how frequently do you guys send out your newsletter, and, you know, what's working for you? And I got a bunch of responses, and I would say I got, you know, at least 3 to 5 responses of people who said, look, I tried sending it out at different frequencies. I tried monthly, and then I tried weekly. And my open rates and my click rates with the monthly were really low. And then when I switched to weekly, my open rates and my click rates actually increased. So you might think, oh, I'm sending it every week. I'm like bothering these people. Honestly, you will probably get, you know, you're going to get unsubscribes whether you send it weekly or monthly. But it's a different kind of unsubscribe, right? Like when someone unsubscribes you when you send it out once a month, it's because they literally forgot who you are. like when I see a newsletter, when I don't see a newsletter for a really long time, I'm kind of like, oh, I don't really remember this one, right? Versus those people who consistently send on a weekly basis, I'm just like, oh, I like if they didn't send one week, I'm like, where was your email? So I actually come to expect and enjoy the like getting a weekly update from people. But you know, it depends on I'm not saying this is the one and only way to do it, right? You have to work on your own schedule and whatever works best for you as an author. Your work style.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, of course there's really not a wrong way to do any of this, but this is why we have people who really know what they're talking about on this show to help us learn these types of things. You know, people who have actually seen numbers and who have polled for responses like this. And that's a really good point. You know, the more often they see your name, you know, they're going to recognize you more. And
yeah.
Oh yeah, very yeah. True.
I will agree with the, it has to be topical. When you send a newsletter out, there has to be something of value in it for yes. your readers. So if you're an author sending out a weekly newsletter, no, you're not going to have new news every single week, but you should have something of value for your readers to actually open up that message.
And that's where, like you were saying, having those group promotions in your newsletter is so awesome, because you always have that something that you can share with them that gives them that reason to open up. You know, if I'm, you know, I have my own mailing list for Story Origin, and if I were just emailing you once a week to say, hey, don't forget about me, you would unsubscribe from that newsletter, right? So, you know, for my newsletter about Story Origin, mostly what I'm doing is sending out, hey, here's a new feature I released this week, or here's something I've updated, or here's the new group promotions that people have uploaded. I'm always trying to deliver you some value. And I think that that's a great way to think about it. And like, that's where joining group promotions and doing newsletter swaps come in really handy, because you always have something of value to share.
This is, it could be the best comment I've ever read in my life. And then he follows that up with, Oh, Zan, I do love hearing from you. You know,
we could do a whole show on newsletters, though. I mean, honestly, it's a hard thing to master, and I think even if you think you've mastered it, there's still more that you can learn, and still new ways that you can approach things. And as always with the marketing, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work the same for another person. So it's a hard topic to really nail down, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and where I run into trouble, I think, is the same area that Paul runs into trouble, where there are all these things that I know that I should do and that I have the capability of doing, but where's the time? And then once you do find that little sliver of time, do I even have the energy to try to put into, okay, and now I have to write something great for these guys. And so it's hard, man. The author life is definitely not easy. That's for sure. But, you know, hopefully apps like Story Origin can make it a little bit easier. So I'll definitely be getting on tonight and checking it out. And hopefully if I can figure it out, then anybody watching can figure it out. Yeah, as long as there's big buttons that are easy to read.
My favorite thing to say to people is, talk to me like I'm a kindergartner. Explain it to me that way, and then I'll understand.
I think that's another thing about doing like cross promotions is they're almost like your accountability buddy. They give you that reason. Yes. It's like, oh, I promised to do this. Now I gotta go through with it, right? And so if you set those up in advance, like 4 ways out, like Katie was just saying, she's booked her newsletters out through the summer already, basically, right?
Yeah, I think through July. I need to finish July, but yeah, I book as far in advance as I realistically can plan for, because I've got the little squirrel mind too, where I forget things if it's not right in front of me. So I do that. But the other thing is those tracking links. That helps with the whole accountability. So when you sign up for the group promotion, it's not just that you're a part of this group promotion and you're sending out just a mass blank list. You actually get a unique tracking link that shows you how many clicks you're getting, which you can compare to what you see on your newsletter. So you can see how well you're actually reaching people, who's clicking it. That can be shared via social media. It can be shared. Joe just mentioned about your Patreon page. You can use those links everywhere. And then you can go back to Story Origin and see if it's actually working, who's actually getting these clicks. And sometimes when you see that, it kind of makes you want to continue on, because you know you're reaching people, really reaching people, because you're seeing the click numbers.
Okay, Evan, so Joe has a question here for you.
So Patreon, I would say... the question was, how does Patreon fit in with Story Origin? And I would say Story Origin, for the most part, is, can be used in conjunction with most things. If you have a specific mailing list for your Patreon subscribers that only, your Patreon subscribers can get onto that mailing list, you could then integrate that mailing list with a direct download page like we were talking about earlier, where only those subscribers to that mailing list could get that download from Story Origin, right? So you might be able to do interesting stuff like that. Patreon isn't one that I've thought a ton about, but there's certainly a bunch of interesting ways I could see that you could sort of use the services in conjunction.
One of the ways that I use the tracking links is I've got a Buffer account. So Buffer sends out to multiple different places, and you can schedule your link sharing, and I'll get that tracking link and I'll put that in there along with my little spiel and whatever image is associated with it. And it automatically sends out on the schedule I've set to all of my different social media channels. So it's another set it and forget it. And again, I can go back and see if that tracking link is getting clicks, because I get the real numbers.
Can we go back to this teaching like I'm a kindergartner thing here? you're talking about tracking links and all of this fancy stuff, which is great. I love all those the data that gets collected. However, so what happens when I sign up for a group promotion or sign up for a newsletter promotion? Do you get a link to that person's direct download thing that they want you to share? Or what do you get when you sign up for those? What's the process? Because Katie, you said you're booked out till July, but you haven't written July's newsletter, right?
Not yet.
Just have your content planned out?
I have my content planned out. I wonder if it'll let me screen share, because I've actually got my stuff open here.
Yeah, because I'd like to see what you get. If you just get a media pack for each author, is that the kind of thing that...
Let me see what it'll let me do here.
Because I've tried to do newsletter swaps with the newsletter swap Facebook page and stuff, and every once in a while someone will reciprocate, but that's kind of like, I feel like I'm shouting into the void there too. So I'm like, okay.
So the really interesting thing about doing newsletter swaps on Story Origin is that, just to quickly, before we jump into this. So Jason, the thing on newsletter swaps through Story Origin is each author that's a part of the newsletter swap. So let's say I agree to promote your book in my newsletter. You agree to promote my book in your newsletter. And of course, like, we both have to consent to that, right? We both have to agree that this is a good idea. We each get a tracking link. So I can see how many clicks that you sent to my universal book link or my giveaway page, wherever I'm asking you to sort of send the traffic, I know how many clicks you sent there. And vice versa is true. So you know how many clicks that I sent to your book. And then the really interesting part is that is sort of transparent on the system, so that when I go, like when you go to look at someone else's swaps in the future, you can see swaps that they've run in the past, and then how many clicks those authors sent to those other authors. And so you know that before you request a swap with someone, you know whether or not you can trust the other person on the other side of that swap to actually promote your book. Because that's the thing that's really scary about swapping through like Facebook groups and just using Google Forms and Bitly. You know, there are going to be those people out there who are, they're just free riders and they're not necessarily actually promoting other people's books. With Story Origin, it's sort of transparent, so you can trust the community.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you see this?
Yes.
Okay. So when I go to my dashboard, I've got 216 new subscribers this month, and that's from doing really nothing but joining the group promotions. So if I'm looking at, let's say the group promotions that I've joined. And like I said, I've signed up through June, so I haven't hit July yet. So these are all of the promotions that are going on that I have books that fit into. So let me see. If I go to this one here, this is that tracking link I was telling you about. So when you sign up and you're approved, you're given a tracking link that will lead to that group promotion and show you how many times you've gotten the click. So out of this promotion, I've gotten 91 clicks.
That's cool. And
okay. Maybe it'd be helpful to show what a group promotion actually looks like as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So this one's a Kindle Unlimited giveaway. So these are all Kindle Unlimited titles. And this is what people see when they click on it. They'll get this with all of these books that they can click and go directly to Amazon to get.
So this is getting put into a newsletter, or this is where an actual reader can come to this website?
Yeah. So in my newsletter, what I tend to do is I take whatever photo they have associated with it. And the groups on Facebook usually send out links with other photos that you can use along with it. But I have some kind of a title banner, and then the dates for the promotion, and then the link that goes with it. So they know what they're expecting to get when they click on the link. And I throw that into my newsletter. And if I'm signed up for multiples throughout the month, I'll put, you know, 2 to 3 in each newsletter. And I try to go weekly, but sometimes it's, you know, twice a month. But I try to make sure I fit them all in based on what days they're scheduled for.
Okay.
And then if you go back into the app.
And that's a full novel too that you're giving away. Or that's a Kindle Unlimited, you
said,
right?
That one's Kindle Unlimited. And this shows the date that I've agreed to share on too. So when you sign up, it asks you, are you going to share this in your newsletter? What date are you going to share this? When do you plan on sharing the promotion? And hopefully, if you're following through, you will have clicks by that date. I tend to share all over social media as well as in my newsletters throughout the month. So I'll get more reach that just doesn't come straight from email.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
And then you can search for group promotions going on based on what they are, whether it's unlimited sales, giveaways, what dates the promotion is, what keywords the promotions fall under. So you can really pick and choose where your book's going to fit and what promotions your book will fit with if you're using it as a giveaway or a reader magnet.
And do you feel like the this system has been working well?
Yeah, I do. I do. Like I said, the 219 subscribers is from doing very little work, just signing up for the promotions and making sure that they're in my newsletter and in my share chain. And that's 216 new readers that are going to feed into my newsletter, which I have an automation campaign set up. So they're going to get, there's five different emails that go through in my automation campaign that shows people, this is who I am. These are the books that I have. This is where you can find the books. Here's some extra freebies just for being part of my newsletter. I think one of my emails in the chain is a review request. And again, it shows here's the books that you could have gotten for free if you missed them. So I filter people through a set of probably five different emails and automation after they've signed up. So they really know who I am by the end of it.
And Joe asked there, do you have to be in KU to participate? And no, you don't have to be in Kindle Unlimited to participate. If you want to participate in a Kindle Unlimited group promotion, you would want to be in Kindle Unlimited. But if you just want to participate in a group giveaway or a group sort of wide sale, yeah, you don't need to be in Kindle Unlimited. So this is Story Origin is agnostic as to what retailers you're on or whether you're in Kindle Unlimited. It's agnostic about what sort of email service providers you're using. You know, there are five native integrations for email service providers that can automatically send reader contact information directly to those email service providers. But if you use a different one, you can always just download a CSV of the people that have subscribed to your newsletter and then just import that manually into your service provider.
So, you said that you're agnostic when it comes to the different versions, but I like to think of you as polyamorous when it comes to all the other ones. See? Yeah.
Amazon might exist. It might not.
That's right.
We're open to other suggestions.
Yeah. I
don't choose to believe in Kobo. I'm sorry.
In the beginning, there was the Zon. Oh. Well, I want to, Katie, now that you're doing that screen sharing thing, I want to try that as well because we were talking about reader magnets, and this is actually my reader magnet right here, Lot 187. It's a 12,000 word short story and probably my favorite short story.
It's awesome, by the way. I remember reading that one.
Well, thank you. I put a lot of hard work into it, and I actually hired somebody to do the cover because I wanted it to look really sharp. And yeah, so that's what I use, and I get a great response from it. So I think that it really works. It does, but you know, it's the follow up. I think that's really important too. Is not just giving them a free book to read, but what are you going to do with that data of theirs once you get it? And I think that that's where a company like Story Origin is going to be really useful for us.
This is kind of an interesting. I like the way that I get the breakdowns of which books I have are getting which links clicked. So I know that this many people are coming for specific books. So now if I wanted to segment my list on my newsletter based on different genres, based on who's clicking these links, I can use something like this to tell me that, okay, if people are clicking on Pretty Little Werewolf, for example, I know that they like the lighter young adult urban fantasy. So I can segment a list specifically for young adult urban fantasy based on people who are clicking these links. So it helps me break it down even further.
And Joe asks, is it only for eBooks? And the answer is yes. So this is all delivering just files that people can get on whatever kind of reading device they want, whether that's, you know, just their phone or if they have a tablet or if they use a Kindle or, you know, whatever kind of reader they want. But yeah, using, you know, giving away physical copies would be prohibitively expensive just because you'd have to deal with all of the shipping costs, and yeah, that would be
very, I wonder if he's thinking tempting for other digital media, like let's say music.
Like what?
Audio, yeah, audio or music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's really interesting. I mean, I'd like to get into something like that in the future. Right now, all of my focus is mostly on just ebooks, because that's still the largest part of the market. But as if you're following anything in publishing, you know that audio is a huge and growing segment of that. So that's definitely something that I want to get to in the future.
Yeah, audio is surprisingly gotten really big.
I mean, yeah, you know,
podcasts and audiobooks have been shooting to the top here, which is really pretty cool. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do with.
Yeah. What?
Go ahead, Jane.
I would say with audiobooks, people can do, you know, housework or even driving and mm-hmm. listening to the story, so they're multitasking and can get the story instead of having to sit with a book.
Heck yeah! Well, and that's what I'm trying to do with the Raven podcast, is give people a story they can enjoy, but then also give them that interview that goes along with a lot of podcasts. So, you know, I don't know, people are liking it so far, but okay. So, Paul, I have a question for you.
Actually, could I ask a really quick question?
You can ask whatever you would like, and it doesn't have to be quick either. You can draw it out really slow. Well,
I feel a little. I'm not sure if I didn't pay attention at the right time.
I feel like that all the time.
I'm like, this may have been answered, but I'm going to raise my hand anyway.
No, go for it.
Now, are you the newsletter people, or would we use like MailChimp?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Yeah, so you would still need to use an email service provider like MailChimp or MailerLite or you know, whoever. Story Origin is purely a way to set up cross promotions with other authors. So it's more of a community for connecting authors with one another.
Okay. And I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I started seeing some of the stuff. I'm like, oh, wait, does it replace it? That would. Okay. But yeah. Cool. Okay.
There are so many different interfaces out here that do all these different things, and it can be really confusing.
Oh, for sure.
I would love it if it was just like one place that's like, okay, all I have to do is go there and that does everything I need. Hey, Evan, newsletters in the future, by next year, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Story Origin is like I would say it's already sort of a Swiss Army knife of marketing tools, right? So, you know, if you're using one tool for doing group giveaways, and then you're using another tool for doing newsletter swaps, or you're using Facebook groups maybe, and then you're using a different tool for creating universal book links so that, you know, you can have all of your retail links in one spot, or maybe it's just because you want, you know, everything to be localized for your Amazon link so that readers get to the correct Amazon storefront for their country, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's all these different tools. Story Origin basically does all of those things. So, you know, it's sort of the Swiss Army knife of marketing tools right now.
Okay. We have a long question here for you from Mr. Joe Compton, but it's a very good question. Joe, you've always got the best questions, man.
Do you want to read it for our audio audience?
I will. I'll read it. Sorry, guys. I've been neglecting you. So Joe Compton from Go Indie Now asks, Evan, does your service have it? By the way, there wasn't a comma after the Evan. Joe, I don't know what's going on. I'm adding the comment. To- Evan, does your service have a privacy policy built in, or do you leave it up to the newsletter provider? And how do you deal with someone who is violating the privacy policy and not providing that to their newsletter followers? Can we see if the partner has a privacy policy before getting involved with them? Dude, that's heavy.
So when you sign up to Story Origin, you can note that you have a website, and you can note that you have a privacy policy online. So when you have a giveaway landing page, if you have a privacy policy associated with your author profile on Story Origin, then that the link to that privacy policy will be displayed on your giveaway page, so that readers can click through on that and see what your privacy policy is. Yeah. And so, yeah, if you were going to do a newsletter swap with someone and you mind, make sure that they had a privacy policy on their giveaway page, like you could certainly check that out.
You are the superhero, Evan.
Well, I'm like the man behind the curtain. I think it's honestly, I'm just providing the technical infrastructure for authors to connect with one another. And honestly, it's the people who are part of the community who are really the superheroes, because, and I don't mean this to be like corny or whatever, right? But it's really the people who are part of the community who are the superheroes, because like I, as you know, the builder of Story Origin, I'm not driving traffic to the books on Story Origin, right? Like I spend 100% of my time every day basically programming and building stuff and making the features more easy to use and thinking about what features to build next. But what the community does is they're the ones that really lift each other up by sending each other's books out in their newsletters, sending these group promotions out. So it's really like, that's why I like to say, like, it's really the community of authors on the platform that are the superheroes.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm wondering here, do you write as well? How did you start all this?
I used to write short stories back in high school. I really enjoy writing science fiction fantasy. And then when I left my previous role to start Story Origin, I did get back into writing short stories for a little bit there, but it quickly, like Story Origin quickly started taking over 100% of my time. So I haven't even gotten the chance to really like sit down and write a series like I would really like to do someday, but it's still on my list of things to do. Maybe once Story Origin is, you know, the complete and true one-stop shop to do everything that you need to do, maybe I'll have time to get back to writing.
Okay. No. And then do we have to pay to use Story Origin? How does that work?
That's a great question. Yeah. So Story Origin is only a little over a year old. Basically I've had it in what I'm calling an open beta for the last year. So it's completely free to join, completely free to use. There's no features that are blocked or anything. Like you can use Facebook tracking pixels, you can use your affiliate tags, you can use everything. And it's completely free. So the promise that I'm making to authors is basically if you sign up now, while it's like during the open beta period, even when it becomes a paid product, and when it becomes a paid product, it's not gonna be expensive. Because like the most important thing to me is that I can make a business case for Story Origin and that I know that it's going to be providing you a return on your investment. So that's probably somewhere on the order of, you know, $10 a month or something like that, right? I want to make sure that you're making more money with Story Origin than you're spending on it. In the promise that I'm providing to you now is basically if you sign up today, even when it becomes paid, you're still going to get free service for another, you know, several months even after that.
You are you're now a checkbox in my notes that is something to accomplish.
I'm super open. Like if anyone has questions, they want to shoot me an email, like my email address is literally on the front page of Story Origin. And I don't know, Katie, how you've emailed me before, right?
I don't think I've emailed you. I messaged you straight.
Facebook messages though, right? Like, I mean, I'm all over, like, I'm constantly, you know, trying to be transparent and open about everything and just answer questions when people have them. So if you want to shoot me an email, it's evan@storyorg.in. I started with that URL a long time ago. But now it's storyoriginapp.com is where it is. But yeah, so people are welcome to shoot me an email, or if you join the Facebook group, like I answer questions in there, you can shoot me a Facebook message. Always happy to be open and transparent.
Informative. I've enjoyed, you know, kind of lurking more than posting, but there's been a lot of good information and you ask a lot of good questions that get authors thinking about their marketing, which is really important.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what a TFSA is.
Neither do I.
We don't know what that is, Derek. Is that a Canadian thing? It must be. It must be.
Make up the accent. Come on, somebody quick-witted.
Joe says that we need to have Paul back so we can make the show all about him because he's really earned that today.
I have a page of notes. I have a whole lot of actionable things, so I'm super excited. I am amped.
Oh, good.
Tax-free savings account.
Oh, I see.
I would have never guessed that from the
That, definitely a Canadian thing. Who has savings accounts? Come on, man.
Savings account. Oh, Jane knows. The only adult here.
Mrs. Moneybags over there with your savings account.
Right, and your ice cream. God, make us all feel bad.
And my soupy ice cream now.
Starving artists over here trying to scrape together a living and see what we can accomplish for as little dollars as possible. Over here, gourmet ice cream, talking about saving the talents.
Yeah, this is a open beta mimosa right here.
Yeah,
it's free until next year. Oh shit.
I didn't know what it's really good option was, but once you said it, I'm like, oh, I know what that is. It's the finance background and broker dealer background on my day job.
I do work on numbers.
Do you know what we watched yesterday, Katie? And we kind of binge watched it after work. I got home and Heather was watching, I think it's a Netflix original. It's just a documentary series on Rome. Rome, the civilization, whatever, which is always interesting. I love history stuff. Yeah. And I'm watching it. And this is more like a naughty mentory. I mean, it's like Sean Bean narrating the whole thing. There's lots of blood and violence. And then they're smushing in there and they're showing stuff. And I'm like, holy shit, this is the best documentary I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what happened in Rome, but there was lots of hot stuff going on.
Yeah, very exciting time.
Yes. So Larry Dean Toler II. Wow, that's an awesome name, man. Says, who's the dork wearing the headset like he's in air traffic control?
Thanks, Larry. No. So as we're like gearing up, I'm like, man, I wish I could really find one of my smaller earbuds. Everyone else has their like sleek, can barely notice, and I'm like, here's my gaming headset.
I think the gaming headsets, you know, you look like you're ready. You're going to do this.
You know, when we first got started, I consider it, but then we had some guests on that were wearing the giant gaming headsets, and I was like, I don't think I can pull that off. I don't think I can do it.
With a strap over the top. No.
Yeah. But you look good, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'll make sure to buy those earbuds tomorrow.
Oh, crap. Oh, you guys, you're such troublemakers. Oh, yes. So,
you know what? We should applaud Jason, guys. He went the whole show without derailing us. So, round of applause for Jason.
He's tired. That's why.
I am tired. That's not a lie. Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? And our last patient of the day was. What did you ask?
I'm like, I didn't realize how sunburned I was.
Oh, well, you
like, and it's not a hot flash this time.
Well, I kind of wanted to ask, but then I was like, what if that's like a birthmark and I don't want you to make you feel bad?
No, I was out in the sun today, and I'm like, okay, my face, this is not flushed.
Oh my Lord. Aren't you in Maine or something?
Yep. Yeah.
And is it that sunny?
We had a bright sunny day today, yes.
Oh, nice.
And it was hot in the sun if you were in a certain part of the deck where you were in full sun and no wind. On the other side, you know, you got the wind blown too.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. Now, in your park is not it's not one of the nudist parks, is it? Because I heard there's a lot of those.
Not in Maine. No.
Is that maybe Vermont? Vermont? I don't know. I feel like
makes Maine sound more exciting than my buddy made it.
Oh.
Spoke too soon.
Okay, you failed us a little bit. I did actually.
Oh goodness, you guys are troublemakers. I'll tell you what. Well, Katie, what else have we got tonight?
What are you talking about, troublemakers? I'm the good one here.
Nobody with bright red hair is up to any good. I don't know. That fell apart.
It's a good thing. Although I wait a minute, it was Joe's show this week, which means he's going to post it on Sunday. So if you missed the pink on the live cast, it'll be back on Sunday when he posts the video.
Excellent. Excellent.
It was hot pink. Oh my God. My daughter, who goes all kinds of crazy colors, came home and she's like, "No, Mom, that's no."
Oh, that's too far, Mom.
That's a step.
Yeah.
Step past the line, Mom.
Wow. Oh, well, all right, guys, we're at the end of our time here for tonight, but I think we've had a really fun show and I think we've learned a lot.
Definitely.
I feel like I came in and I was like the boring technical guy, but this is why
on your words, we're like, what else is he saying? Hold on.
This is why Jason couldn't derail the conversation. I was throwing too many technical words into it.
I was just trying to follow the words.
Yeah. Throwing him off his game.
Throw technical words at Jason and he'll shut up.
That's true. Uh-oh. Derek has a serious question, a serious writing question. What is your writing fuel for both drink and food? My fuel, Derek, is Diet Wild Cherry, Pepsi, and pizza.
I have a visual. Sorry.
What about you guys? What's your writing fuel?
So I like, if I'm writing, it's usually whiskey actually, but if I'm editing, it's coffee.
Wait, you're drunk? Hold on.
What's the first draft?
Oh my God.
Well, I do some of the best writing after I've had wine on our drinking with authors.
I can't concentrate at all. My mind just goes... And I'm done. No writing if I'm drinking.
I mean, I'm not like drinking straight out of the bottle. I've got like an ounce There's or this... something of it.
Sure, I believe.
There's this. I'll be the nerdy guy on the podcast, but there's because I'm the programmer. But there's this thing called the Balmer Peak, which is basically like if you have. In programming, if you have like a couple of drinks, there's this peak where you actually are more productive. And then if you have more drinks than that, your productivity like then, you know, immediately crashes down to zero.
So you've got to ride that line. You know,
yeah, you got, it's a very fine line to ride. But yeah, you know, just like you got to figure out where your Balmer peak is.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah,
I don't your caffeine, just mainline it.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show for tonight. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for coming on, Paul and Evan.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And as always, Jane, Katie, my lovely underlings. I'm kidding, guys. You all know this is Katie's show. Come on. Oh, all right, everybody. We love you. Subscribe, hit like, comment, say weird things. We love it all.
See us again next week when we bring some more fun people on for Jason to derail.
Yes.
Bye. Ciao.